And another night of freezing temperatures, lows close to minus 8 in Mullingar, 7 in Athenry, and a minus 6.7 in Carlow. Now, we'll check in shortly with Matthew Martin at Met Éireann, but first, to some of the challenges facing people in the coldest parts of the country. Hot meals were provided yesterday in hotels in Limerick, Cork and Tipperary for people left without power and water. It was also an opportunity to recharge their phones and other devices. Ed Hunt is area manager for ESB Networks. He spoke to our reporter Ethna Dodd in Tip.
We've had approximately 10 people coming and going, inquiring about their supply and getting their lunches. We expected this quiet, as a lot of restoration has happened in the previous 2 days in this area. And then the travelling with the ice and the fog is difficult for people. But still, it was good to have this available to them.
At the highest point, how many people were without power in the area?
There was approximately 30,000 off. Since last Sunday. And yeah, we've done quite well. The lads have performed really well, restored that amount of people in that amount of time with the conditions that are out there. But we do have availability of contractors. We're using helicopters. We've excess vehicles. We've used the army. We're trying to get any resource we can to get people restored as quickly as possible.
And as of last night, when you sent out the text offering people a voucher for a meal here in this hotel, how many people did that go out to?
That went out to just over 300 people. As of last night, approximately 200 of them would have been restored with supply anyway, which left the availability for 100 people, if they wanted to get a hot meal and recharge their batteries in a warm hotel.
And of the people who have come in to you today, what have they been asking you for? What have they been needing and looking for?
Really, they're looking for a hot dinner and they're looking for small amounts of information regarding their own supply. Luckily enough, a nice girl came in there and came in with her family for lunch. And then she asked us about her own supply, which has been off since last Sunday. And we were happily able to tell her that her supply had been restored 8 minutes ago. So she'll go home with a hot meal having been got and home to a house with electricity.
Ethna Dodd there in Horse and Jockey. Now, animals have also required additional care, some of course more vulnerable than others. At Wild Encounters Mini Zoo in Newcastle West, monkeys, snakes, tortoises and all manner of exotic species need special handling. The zoo's barn owl aviary and poultry pen was also completely destroyed by heavy snow, the birds thankfully unharmed. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to Liam Fitzgerald, the owner of Wild Encounters, to hear his story.
We had roughly about 14 to 16 inches of snow here throughout the period, which landed obviously on the roof. They weren't ever designed to take that sort of load. So all the animals did survive. We did manage to get everyone out. The enclosures did collapse obviously with the animals in them. So they have all been moved to temporary quarantine accommodation that we do have on site for different types of animals. So everyone is secure, everyone is warm, everyone's fed. So they will be fine, but we obviously have to now rebuild the enclosures once we can see actually how much exact damage is actually done.
Can you give me an idea of how many animals you have and what are the different type of species you have?
So predominantly we would keep our reptile house, which obviously would have your few different types of snakes, lizards, tortoises, scorpions, invertebrates. We'd move on to our main section, in which you have your meerkats, your different types of parrots, owls, emus, tanukis and stuff like that. And then we'd have our farm section, which would keep our domestics, which would be like your donkeys, your barn owls, your rabbits, guinea pigs, ferrets, pigs, stuff like that.
Liam Fitzgerald there talking to Joe Caulfield. Now, Matthew Martin is at Met Éireann. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A busy, busy time for you and your colleagues. What's the overnight situation now and into the morning as people are up and about and going about their business?
Yes. Yeah, so as you've mentioned, it was very cold overnight with widespread frost and ice, and temperatures got down to minus 7.5 degrees at our station in Mullingar in County West Meath. And temperatures are going to stay close to zero across the country through today. So the frost and ice will linger, and there are some areas of freezing fog as well. So hazardous conditions on the road out there this morning.
So no thaw, which means freezing on top of snow and slush, I suppose, in some areas. It will be hazardous.
Yeah, so basically the cold snap is going to continue through today into tomorrow, but there will be a steady thaw as setting in this weekend as it gradually turns less cold. And then much milder weather is going to arrive through Sunday and into the early days of next week. So the message is that conditions will remain hazardous through until tomorrow morning, and including tomorrow morning, particularly where the snow is lying across parts of the South Midlands and Southwest. So some treacherous conditions there still. And we are expecting another spell of sleet and snow over the hills and parts of the Southwest and South for a time tomorrow morning before less cold air feeds in. So conditions still staying rather hazardous in some areas through until tomorrow afternoon.
So the status orange stays in place until mid-morning, and then you will announce a status yellow warning, is that correct?
Yeah, so there's just a nationwide status yellow warning in operation until lunchtime tomorrow. The orange warning expires at 11 a.m, as you have said. And then obviously forecasters in Met Aaron this morning will meet soon to discuss potential for further warnings for that temporary fall of sleet and snow over parts of the south tomorrow morning. But of course, the less cold air is feeding in by tomorrow afternoon. So there will be a gradual improvement from tomorrow afternoon onwards.
You're probably too busy to be looking at records at this stage, but a low of, did you say, close to minus eight in Mullingar. When would we last have seen temperatures at that level?
I wouldn't have the stats to handle that exactly, but certainly we know the lowest ever temperature recorded in Ireland was minus 19.1 degrees. In 1881 at Marcree in County Sligo.
We have a ways to go.
Some way to go to that. But of course, we had very, very cold temperatures in 2010 as well. And again, of course, in 2018 during Storm Emma. So we're still a bit away from them sort of levels.
All right. Well, Matthew Martin at Met Aaron, thank you very much for that.